like to say one vote on what we had learned yesterday. The Gemara brings down the bracha that the Eirech is mevorech the balabos when he eats by him. So it says, v'yitzlach mi'oid b'chol nechosov, v'yu nechosov mutzlochem. So the Sifsei Chachamim asks that it's repetitious. V'yitzlach mi'oid b'chol nechosov, v'yu nechosov mutzlochem. So he says that be'emison hatzlocha is relative. If you speak to a poor person, hatzlocha is, obviously made a little money, that he's a mutzloch. By a gvir, hatzlocha is, has different numbers and it falls into different categories. So first we give him a bracha of yitzlach mi'oid b'chol nechosev. And in such a matzav on the chosev yu mutzlochim. So that's why that the mutzlochim should have a pesach shivis. And he says that what he's mispalu at the end, lo yizdakek lefonov shum dvarir ucheit vaveir avovim yatav adolam. So the Sifsei Chachamim says the ikar the brach is on the chosim taket. I think it's the mida keneged mida. But the amol ashiras could bring with it oisha shamo lebol of l'rosai. Ashiras could bring with it nisyonis. So when we're giving a brach of ashiras, we want to say al koponim the ashiras should not bring with it an nisyon of chait va'aveira v'yovin. Now we're starting a new sugya. At Heichon Birchas Hazimut. Rav Nachman Omar Ad Nevorech V'Rav Sheishes Omar Ad Hazon. Let us see Rashi. At Heichon Birchas Hazimut. So Rashi says Shetzrichen Liyois Shloisha. We learned in the Mishneh that three people, there's a din, there's a chiyuv zimun. So where is Ad Heichon Birchas Hazimun? To where does the Birchas Hazimun go? Shetzrichen liyash shloisha, that you need three people in order to say it. Uch shehen shnayim, if you only have two people, lo yem ruah. So to where does Birchas Hazimun extend? That's how Rashi learned pshat in the Gemara. Rav Nachman Omar Ad Nevorech. So Rashi says, and this we would understand, that the Zimun is to the Boch Shechal Nemeshaloi, Boch Shechal Nemeshaloi, Vetu Bechiyinu, Ad Va'ad Bechlal, that is Birches HaZimun. In this you need a minimum of three people. V'Rav Sheishes Omar Ad Hazon. So here we sing Meiredike Chidushim, according to Rashi, that Rav Sheishes says that Birches HaZimun extends till Hazon, till Birchas Hazon, Ad Va'ad Bechlal. So that means Birchas Hazimun ends, Boruch Ata Hashem Hazon Esakel, that's the end of Birchas Hazimun. A person, so if you don't have three people eating, so then you start benching, according to Rashi, from Neidelecho. That's the beginning of Birchas Hamozain, according to Rav Sheish. So the Gemara asks, Neima Kitanoi. L'chayre et ha-machloikis tanoi. We're learning this Gemara the way Rashi learned this Gemara. The Tani Chode, we learned in one Baraisa, Birchas ha-mozoin, shtayim v'sholosh. This is Rashi's Girsa. Shtayim v'sholosh, alosh and akeide. That there are, in Birchas ha-mozoin, sometimes two brachas, and sometimes three brachas. V'sanya idoch, we learned another baraisa, sholosh v'yarba, that sometimes there's three brachas in Birchas Hamozin, sometimes there's four brachas in Birchas Hamozin. So now the Gemara is explaining how we can understand these two baraisas. So the Gemara learned as follows. The kuli alme hatoi v'hameitiv lav diyaraisa. Everyone holds that the bracha of atoy v'meitiv is ichanat diyaraisa, in the beraisis, which are speaking about how many brachas there are in Birchas Hamozin, are not speaking about atoy v'meitiv, because that's ad rabbona. So now we have here our machloikis, two beraisis, how many brachas are in Birchas Hamozin. The first beraisis says sometimes two, sometimes three, and the second beraisis says sometimes three, sometimes four. My love, b'ho kamiflegi. That the machloikis habaraisis is the machloikis Rav Nachman and Rav Sheish. Man diyamar shtayim v'shalosh. The man diyamar that says sometimes two, sometimes three. Kosova, he holds like Rav Sheshet. So ad hazon, so birchas hazimun ends by hazon es hakel. So therefore, if there are three people, there are three brachas in birchas hamozen. Hazon, birchas haoretz, and bayin Yerushalayim. And what is pshat two? If there's not three people, so then there's only two brachas in birchas hamozen. Birchas haoretz, and then bayin Yerushalayim. Uman the Omar Sholosh va'arba. The other Baraisa that says that there are either three or four brachas in Birchas Hamozen. Kosova, he holds ad Nevorech. He holds that Nevorech is one brache. That's the end of Birchas Hazimun. So if there are three people, there are four brachas in Birchas Hamozen. If there are less than three people, there are three brachas in Birchas Hamozen. Then Birchas Hazon, Birchas Ha'oret, and Bein Yerushalayim. So it comes out, this machloikis that we have between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes is a machloikis in two baraisis, a machloikis tanoi. So the Gemara says loy. No, it's not a machloikis tanoi. Rav Nachman mitaretz letamei, v'Rav Sheshes mitaretz letamei. Rav Nachman mitaretz letamei, Rav Nachman that says that Birchas Hazimun ends with Nevorech, that's the end of Birchas Hazimun. So theoretically, there's either three or four brachas in Birchas Hamozin, the Kulalme ad Nevorech. Man da Omar Sholish va'arba, so the Baraisa that says there's either three or four Shapir, that's no problem. Man da Omar Shtayim v'Sholish, Omar Lecho, he'll tell you that this Baraisa is speaking as follows. Hoche be'Birchas Poyale Maskina. This Baraisa speaking about Poyalim, the Omar Mar, Mar said by Poyalim, Poyalim which are working for Abalabos, Bisman Chazal, Chazal were makel that the Poyalim should not say the complete Nusach of Birchas Hamozin. The Omar Mar, Poyseyach Behazon, the first broche, they start off with Birchas Hazon, that's one broche, V'koylel Boine Yerushalayim, Bebirchas Ha'oretz. And they say, Bein Yerushalayim, Bebirchas Ha'oretz. So they say two brachas. That means, Birchas Ha'oretz and Bein Yerushalayim, they make one big brach. So it comes out that, so that's two or three. If there's a Zimun, then they say three. If there's no Zimun, then they say two brachas. That's how Rav Nachman learned Pshat in these two Barais. Now, just for 1 minute, let us say a Shtikel Ha'ore. The Gemara, the way Rashi is learning Pshat, we'll see the same problem, or the same Raya will be from Tosfos. He says, the Tane is telling us the Brachos D'Oraisa. The Brachos D'Oraisa of Birchas Hamozin. Two or three, three or four. So the pashtis, we would hear from here a raya already, that Birchas Hazimun is a broche di yereise. That's l'cheira muchach from our sugya, because we're speaking about the broches di yereise. You remember we mentioned in the beginning of the sugya that the Ritva says that we learn that from a posik, it's a smach the balma that Ritva says. Abol koponim, from our gemara it would seem it's a di yereise. I found later the Chazaynish is talking with Daik from Agamor, the Pashtas from Agamor was in Birchas Hazimun is a Daraisa. There's a Moiradike Nafkemina Lahaloche. The Minik Ha'olam is, well, let's talk about it differently. The Mishnah Brura in Simon Kuptadik Test says as follows. If you have three people, three Gdoilim, and you have a Bar Mitzvah Brocha, and you want to be Mechabit, the Bar Mitzvah Brocha, to be mezamen, and that's a flochera de minik ha'olam by the sude in mechaber the bar mitzvah bocha to be mezamen. So the Mishneh Brura says, since roiv poiskim hold that zimun is a darabono, so the halacha is when you need a gadol only need a rabbonon, so you could be samech an chazaka de rove, that in Rikivim she igia lechlal shonim igia lechlal saris, that if he's 13 years old, I could assume that Mestami brought say saris, so therefore he has a din gadol. But that is only on a mitzvah d'rabbanon. On a mitzvah d'oraisa, one cannot be seimach on chazokah d'rove. So one would not be permitted to be machabed abba mitzvah bocha, to be a mezamet. So the Mishnah Berurah paskens aloch, he brings roi poiskim hol de tzad rabot. The Chazainish in Siman Lamed Aleph says, he brings down this Gemara, he says, the pashtus of this Gemara would seem Zimun is adereise. Then there's a sheet of the two brings down Araivet, Araivet says Klora, Zimun is adereise. He doesn't know these roi poiskim that the Mishnah Berurah brought down that held there was a darabonim. So koponim, so according to this, they bring down the Haggis for Chazanish. The Chazanish did not let up a mitzvah bocha be the mezamin, because v'kerev, it's a deraisis, so memele, you're not soymech, and chazoke derove. But al koponim, the pashtis of the Gemara would seem that birchas hazimun is a deraisis. Because the bereis is telling us the brochas deraisis. Shalosh brochas, we're not speaking about toiva meitu, if we will assume that Birchas HaZimun is a deraisa, we'll be able to figure out another halacha. They were oikel from Poyalim, they were oikel, we'll see later, we have it over here also, that Poyalim did not say the Brocha Revi. Hatayva Meitiv, they didn't say. They're too busy to say. We learned it yesterday also. Abaye said, Amen, very loud, after Bein Ibrahim of Shalayim, Amen, that was the cue for the Pailim to get up. Sinish Fulum. The Fulumkeit is working for the Balabos. The Hidr and Isra Gezel is more Mahududik than saying Abroch and Hatayva Meitiv. Al Koponim, Hatayva Meitiv, Apoil did not say, because he's Mahuyiv to work. Aber Zimun, he did say. So why is Zimun more Choshub than Hatayva Meitiv? So if we learn Zimun is a Deraisa, so it's very good. Zimun is a deraisa. So Mamela, that he didn't want to be oikel. Atayva meitiv is a derabonon. So by poilim they were oikel. If we will learn that Zimun is a derabonon, so the Chazanish asks this kasha. If Zimun is a derabonon, could be. So why are they mizamin? So Chazanish wants to say could be it's short. It's not the vilain nemteshayim. That's what the Chazanish wants to say. The nevorech and thus is the no. Avazayvait, you'll accomplish everything before a minute. Avazayvait, Atayva Meitiv, it seems a little longer. That's what the Chazanish is metadet to say. Someone wanted to say a different teretz. He wanted to say as follows. We learned in the beginning of Shloisha Sha'ochlu, Be'etzem Birchas HaZimun, it's a Birchas HaMozin Berabim. That means it's a different type of a Birchas HaMozin. There's a Birchas HaMozin which Yechidim HaMevorech, and the Birchas HaZimun is, it's not only the Nemevorech. The whole benching becomes a Birchas HaMozin that is said by Rabbim, and the Seder was Bizman Chazal, that the Mezamin said the whole benching, and the others answered Amen, and it's Kilu, they're all benching of an Arabim Dikaoitim. So it could be that even though it's a Rambona, but since this enhances all the other brachas, it's a different type of a bracha. This adds to the quality of the bracha. It's not, I'm saying another bracha. That means if Zimun would only be another bracha, I'm saying, so then we have a problem. This bracha, they should say, Atayva Meitiv, they shouldn't say. So then there's a kash, if it's only another bracha, why did they take off this bracha and say this bracha they should say? Then we have a problem. But if we mevayir that be'emes and birchas hazimun is not only it's another bracha, it's we're enhancing and we're adding to the quality of the whole birchas hamozin. Avazoi vayit, they didn't want to be oiker by poilim also. This is al koponim how Rav Nachman learned pshat in the two bereis. Rav Sheishes metaritz letamei. Rav Sheishes learned that the kula alma at hazot. Everyone holds Birchas HaZimun is still Azot. Man diyomar shtayim b'sholei shapen. So that baraita that says shtayim b'sholei is very good. Sometimes there's only two brachas in Birchas HaMozin if there's not shloisha oichlim. and sometimes it's three brachas. Man the yom shalish v'arba, kasovar atoiv ameitiv diaraisi. He holds atoiv ameitiv is a diaraisi. So memele. So that's the shalish v'arba. He says birchas. If there's zimun, you say birchas hazon. If there's not, you say shalish birchas oret v'in Yerushalayim and atoiv ameitiv. Let us see Rashi. Birchas hamazon shtayim v'shalosh, pomim shem shtei brachas, pomim shem shalosh. Ketzad? Shem shalosh, if there are three people that are eating, ein shalosh brachas. Uch shem shnayim, ein shtei brachas. Kedem mefarish v'ozo. Tikasovar birchas zimun ad hazon. That varaisol bichazim is still azon of shem shnayim and name of ela bichatoret the bayni rishalayim. Man the yomar sholosh ve'arba is kshein shnayim arei sholosh azon ubichatoret the bayni rishalayim. Shem shloisha of there's three people eating him is even the vorech adam betu vechein to the fourth floor. Mukim lo legasin vohi gasin. Vod esanye shtayim v'sholosh ubichat poyelim. Speaking about birchas poilim, the omri birchas ha'oret v'boin Yerushalayim v'chod ha'brochet. Ein kan elo birchas hazon v'birchas ha'oret. Shem shloishim ha'isifin nevorech harei sholosh. That is how Rashi learned pshat in the Gemara, and it's a very mechudish thing that a yochid starts benching from neidah l'cho. Before we'll see Taisvis Kashis and Rashi, I'd just like to tell over two Kashis that the Rashba asks on Rashi. One Kashi he asks, this is a very strong Kashi, he asks, if Birchas Hamozain does not always start from Birchas Hazon, sometimes it starts from, by Yechidim it starts from Neidah Lecha, so therefore Neidah Lecha should be Poseach with a Brochet. The whole reason, we have a whole sugya soon, that Noida Lecha does not start with a broche, because it's a broche asmucha lechavotha, because that's the seder. If you have a set of broches, and the first one started with a boruch, so all the others do not have to start with a boruch. So that is dafke, if you have this set. Like, by Meirev, the first broche starts, boruch at Hashem, elkeinu melcheinu, ashabit borim arev arov. Second bracha doesn't start Baruch Ata Hashem, it starts Avasaylam, because Avasaylam is smucha lechavos. But if you have a bracha which sometimes is samuch and sometimes is not samuch, so then the halacha is, it has to start with a boruch. That is the criteria, it's not because sometimes it is samuch. So the Rashba asks, Amoyre de Kikashe. The Rashba asks, why doesn't Neidelecha start with a boruch? That is, one kasha the Rashba asks on Rashi. A second kasha the Rashba asks on Rashi, he says, it comes out, Birchas Hazon. Birchas Hazon is, one says only if there's a Zimun. So we have, and the Nevorech is Birchas Hazimun. So why does Birchas Hazon start with a bow? We have already a broche from before, Nevorech, Shechal, Mishal, which is a broche. So why does Birchas Hazon start with Baruch Ata Hashem Elkeinu Melcheinu Hazon Es Ha'olam? This is Samuch to Birchas Hazimun. That is two kashes which the Rashba asks on Rashi. Now we'll see the kashes that Taisvitz asks on Rashi. Ad Eichen Birchas Hazimun. Teiresh Rashi, Mamtin Ad Hazon. So this is, that's in Rashi before said this pshat. Birchas Hazimun is still Hazon. So when if two people want to be mizamen, the third in the middle of eating is mamti the wait at hazon, v'hazon the chlav. Shnayim einem mevochim hazon. And it comes out also according to Rashi that shnayim will never bench the birchas hazon because this is birchas hazimun. V'loy nehira. The birchas hazon the yereise. Birchas hazon is the yereise. We learn out later days is going to bring a reise, how we learn out Birchas Hazon, but Birchas Hazon is a reise. So how could it be? How could a yochid be potter? And this kashe, the Shlema Mishnasi wants to answer as follows. The etzem, we mentioned already in the Seif Teitz of Nebochim, that there is a machlokes arishonim if the shalosh brachos by birchas hamazon is a deraisa or is not a deraisa. That means as follows. Even though one has to mention in birchas hamazon, birchas haoretz, and b'nin Yerushalayim and hazon, that's true. We learned this out from Pesukim, but it does not have to be separated into three separate brachos. By saying one bracha in being koilo, all these three inyanim with one bracha, other rishayim hold you yaitzim in atayre. You have to mention three inyanim in birchas hamazon, but you don't need three brachas. Others say you need three brachas. Machloek is shita satayisus is taki you need three brachas. That satayisus that design on a dollar. But other rishayim learn you need three inyanim, one bracha is also sufficient. So the Shleima Mishnasei says that the emerson, that what the Bilchus Hazon has to be mentioned, we mention it in Eidolacha. Al Ha'oret Val Ha'mozoin. We mention Mozoin. How does Mozoin come in over there? He says, Fakel, because the Zon we stick into, that means the Bilchus Hazon, which is a Deraisa, we say it in the second Broch. We don't make a special Broch out of it. That's what the Shleima Mishnasei wants to answer. He wants to answer Rashi, that Rashi also Birchas Hazon is a Diraisa, but the Diraisa Yaitse with the Broche Shniyeh. The Broche Shniyeh is Kailo, Birchas Hamozain, and Birchas Hazon and Birchas Ha'orin. That's the one for them for this kind. But Oi, or came along to Rav Sheshes, the Isuri, we pass him Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman, we pass him as Rav Sheshes. Full of the day, so it comes out according to Rav Sheshes, according to Rashi. Yochid Oimer Shnayim. Every Yochid only benches two brachas, malachim. Bechol duk the nokah cholish brachas. Ketoichik loimed le mairi ele b'yesh dimon le Rav Sheshes. Paskin like Rav Sheshes, so all over in Shasa says, Dichas Amazin is cholish, main cholish. There's no such thing, there's only two brachas according to Rav Sheshes. V'oi the meisim v'chol yayim the yochid levor. Shalosh brachas. But then the Yontav wants to say Rashi held the loch we pass him like Rav Nachman over here. And he passed him like Rav Nachman. It's not a good fellow. V'oi me the tanya lekam on the birkin. U'beirachto zu birkis hazimu. Es Hashem alikecho zu birkis hazon. So we learn now from a baraisa this birkis hazimu. Birchas Hazon. The kosher of Rav Sheshes. What did Rav Sheshes do with this beraisa? Yoimer Hazon to Birchas Hazimun. There's no two things. Birchas Hazimun and Birchas Hazon is all al Zimun. So why does the beraisa divide it into two halachos? Shleima Mishnasei wants to answer on this kosher that in Zimun alone there are two inyanim. What are the two inyanim of Zimun? The first inyan of Zimun is a hazmone, let us bench together. It works with a hazmone, with a hasra, and the vorech. That's the first chalik, gadol Hashem iti. And then they say a broche together. So it's like Zimun has in itself two chalokim. It has the hazmone dike chalik, how we prepare ourselves, the gadol Hashem iti, that one is mazmin, the other let us bench together. In the broche that is set together is b'birchas hazon. That is birchas hazimun. That means the birchas hazimun has two chalokim: the zimun, the kechelik, and then the broche which is set together. That's what the term for us. On this kash. Aber Taisves, roiv rishonim did not like Rashi's kash, which is moiridik mechudishdik. According to Rav Sheshes, a yochid started from neidah v'chol. Very mechudish. L'chein yesh l'forek, Shotaisa says, anuk shab v'gimot. V'koi adu le'el. This machloikis, Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, av heichon birchas hazimun, is the continuation from the gemore daf mem heyom et bech. V'koi adu le'el. Now what is it speaking about? The Toma, we learned, yesterday, echod mafsik lishnai. The halacha is, if there are three people eating, and two people are up to benching,
So the third one has to be masked. Uboy nami ad heichan soich lahamtik. He's in the middle of eating. After the zimun, he'll go back to eating. Now he stops eating. Till when does he have to stop eating? When can he go back to continue his duty? Ad heichan soich lahamtik at yivolchu ushashnayim. Ad nevore. So Rav Nachman says, well, he just has to wait for the zimun. So as long as they said, "Bov shachalmi mishloi v'tuvei chayim," now he'll go back to the achalmi mishloi. They'll continue benching. That will have Nachman though. Rav Sheshes Omar, no. Hachi yikmuru hazor. Yisham ve'elech yochav ayochid lech. He should wait. Don't go right away after the. V'loi mishum v'choshi v'ichas hazon mizimu. Not because this is also part of the. The Vada Yochid Nami Mishkayev Mazon. Bichas Hazon is part of Bichas Hamazon. Our Mishum Begiven the Nevorech Eino Broche. Since Nevorech is not a broche with Shema Malchus. So, to show that you were mafsik for the Zimun, Eino Eimro Levado. So you wait Al Kaponim till they finish. Al Yigme Imo Gam Bichas Hazon Shehi Broche. That means the chivas of the zimun. Wait till they say a brocha with Hashem and Malchus, and then you'll go back. As the niches, the kaimel on Shabbos and Rav Sheshes, so then we can pass to like Rav Sheshes. In fact, if one is mafsik, he waits till Azon Hasakel. The Chafez is there; he's going to be Yerushalmi. That's explained the machlokes of Nachman and Rav Sheshes. Now we're going to have a problem. But what are you going to do with the next baraita? Next baraita also seems very much the way Rashi says. So now basically we're going to say a new pshat in the next baraita. Well, a man be omar shnayim u'shloisha. But let us be medayik that there's a machlekes in Yirsoi. Taisus was geirat b'loshin zocho, shnayim u'shloisha. Rashi was geirat b'chat amozin shtayim b'sholish, shloshin ekeven. That is mahaplech the whole pshat in the Gemara. Upeirish Rashi, the Rashi learned Pshat in the Machlokes HaBaraisa. Shnayim, the Yochid, a Yochid, it says two brachas in Birchas Hamazon. Ushloisha, the Zimun, the three, so then it says Shloisha. So Lepishi Toshay, Lepishi Toshay, Peirish came. This whole Pshat is only going according to Shitosha. The Toichik Godohu, this Rashi is a very big Toichik, and the Pishi, Ki Yochid Machamon, Ki Yochid Pasam, Birchas Hamazon, since this Baraita is speaking about the minyan habroches, how many broches are there in Birchas Hamazon? Am I not at Loshen Zochen? So why did they have Loshen Zochen? Shnayim v'shloishim. Avle leminke at Loshen v'kevim. Shnayim v'sholim. So therefore Taisa says that if there's a different pshat in this Gemara, Taisa agrees with this pshat. The koi abnei odom. The Baraisa is telling us how many people can you put together to be moitzi in Birchas Hamot. Now let us give a shikol hakdom. Well, Taisus is going to say that what happens if you have, again, we have to realize that this man Chazal, there were no Sidurim, no benches. In order to bench, you had to know it by heart. What happens if you have a few people, and Yanko knows one bracha by heart, Shimon knows the second bracha, Haskell knows the third bracha. So the Mela, so the halacha is as follows. So each one who knows a complete bracha, he'll be making that bracha. Yankel say Birchas Hazon, Hatzul say Neidel, other Yankel. What if Yankel knows only a half of Rocha, but the other half, Bevel knows? I'm sorry. You see, this Chiddush Halacha, the Rif, the Rosh, they all say this, there's no Halacha of Shemeya Kalina by a half of Rocha. Yankel can't be mighty the first half of Birchas Hazon and the second half Bevel. Doesn't work like that. Either he says the whole bracha or the gong. So the Mela, so the Baraisa is speaking about as follows. how many people can you use to be mighty? You have a number of people and they don't know too much. How many can you use to be mighty? So it really matters. Let's figure it out ourselves. So it really matters how many tochas there are. That means, according to Rav Nachman, so there's Birchas HaZimun, there's Birchas HaZon, there's Birchas HaOdes, there's Birchas Yibayi Yerushalayim. The Mamele, so he could use four people. If one would only know the first, and the Birchas HaZimun, he could stop, he could say the first, he'll say that. He can use the second one to say Birchas HaZon. According to Rav Sheshit, since Birchas HaZimun and Birchas HaZon, they go together, the Mamele of a person only knows Birchas HaZimun and he doesn't know Birchas HaZon, it's not valid. He can't make such a combination because it's coming out, it's Ki'ilu. Half of the bracha, one is mighty, the other half, the other one is mighty. You can't do such a thing. That is how Taisus went Shas to the Barai. Now we'll see in a minute. The Kach Nire Peirish Shel Rabal. The Koi Abnei Odo. That's why it's a Loshim Zoche. We're not speaking about the minion of brachas. We're speaking about the minion of people we could use to be mighty. Birchus Hamod. The Koi Abnei Odo. Hochikam. Birchas Zimun Vishnayim Ushloisha B'nai Yodam Heiche, this is according to the Barai of Hoda Kashem, Heiche Shekol Echot Eina Yedei Kim Kroch Ha'achat, and each one knows only one Kroch Laman V'yom Ushnayim Ushloisha Kosova At Hazon Kloin Birchas Zimun At Hazon Shemevorech Atzai Hazon Zikula Kibroch Ha'achat Shul Zimun. This is Kiyilu one brach of Zimun. That means when you say Zimun extends, you know that Abichas HaZon in HaZon, Abichas HaZimun extends to HaZon. Ulohochi koma, Shnayim Oishloisha. What is Shnayim Oishloisha? Loima, Lefomim Nishnu Lamov Shnayim. If you have someone who knows more than one brach, so you can make the whole Bichas HaZon into two people. What is that on it? One knows, if you have a person that knows the whole Bichas HaZon, you can make it with one. Aber noch ist nein, mal der Busse. Und da glick, to find someone who knows all three blocks. Aber kann jemi mit Kama Dusse. But normally, you could go through the, you could plow through the Birchas Hamozin with two people. And if it is difficult, you could go through with three. So for me, mit Leishe bin Eyon. She echot yevorech min evorech ad hazon. Vashaini noide lecha. Vashlishi advoini yirushalayim. Aber lachatzoi, ein levon. But you can't make a brocha lachatzoi. Ima echot eine yeideya ki ima chatzi broch. If one only knows the half a brocha, you cannot do such a thing. You can only be mighty complete brocha. Aber revi loy. So therefore, according to this baraisa, you can never have four people being mighty birchas amosin. The Nevorech Levad Loichoshi Broche. Nevorech is not considered a Broche. Ulekach I Efshel Lechalek Lishnayim Nevorech Vahazon. You cannot split up the Nevorech Vahazon. Uman the Yomar Bezal. The man the Yomar that holds that you could use poor people. The Sovar Ad Nevorech. That one can say to Nevorech. The Nevorech Hoshi Broche Achas with Neyat. Nevorech is one Broche. Vahazon broch acher, vahayna betalit. Shavo b'nei odom mevorchen oitam. You have four people making the broch. Shech and yoyim on the broch. Vashen di hazon. Vashlish noida lecho. Vorvi adwayne Yerushalayim. So that is how Tosfos learns the Shas to Yisrael. Al koponim, we see a moira b'kehidu in Tosfos. This, that in the halacha of Shemei HaKohenim, only be mighty complete bracha. It's not a crossword puzzle. Either you might see the whole bracha or nothing. You can't be mighty. I'll be mighty one half and the other one will be mighty the other half. It doesn't work like that. So the Chazanish asked Akashe Rabbi Kivei. We learned in the second Pedic that the Shaila is Loshim Amakuyim Bebuchas Amozain in Asoide. What is the shayla of the Gemara? So this is when the shayla of the Gemara is as follows. We got birchas hamazon it says bris b'toyre. In Noshim ha'potach of bris b'toyre. So the male assumes they don't have a shaykhis to this pusha. Maybe they got the potach of bris b'toyre. Or maybe not. Maybe they're chayiv and birchas hamazon. But this pusha they don't have to say. So the shayla is the birchas hamazon totally in this pusha? If it's totally in this pusha, the Noshim ha'anamachu yivin ha'toyre. Or it's yivin ha'bona. Other half tonight, then we'll even be at the bottom without it. Then we'll even be at the bottom without it. Will come up the Brits Betoyra and they'll keep quiet. The Zohar will say Brits Betoyra, a Brits and Shechatam to be Tzorein, about the Rosh Hashanah, back to the East, she'll be weiter. She'll go weiter. So you see from Rabbi Kiveger that you can split up a broche. That means she's mighty. That means this chelak of the broche yaiti, which I may join it. Have a broche, we'll say. Brits Betoyra, Hillside, and you see, it's a crossword puzzle. You put it together, and he said, "Brits v'Toyra," and she said, "The rest," and then we ate the Brits v'Toyra. But the Chazaydish asked from Rabbi Kiveger, you see, law from our Gemara that Shemaya Kohane is not, it doesn't work like that. That's the Chazaydish's case. Daichler, in his test, wants to say as follows that he wants to say, that the emissaries, there are a lot of rayas to Rabbi Kiveger that the Bible by Mikra Megillah brought down a lot of people. You missed the word, so you say it. So how did it work? That means that the Rav of the Megillah, you say to which they may claim it. Mikra's Megillah, you say yourself. So it works like that. This part will go with Shemaya Kohen, this part will say yourself. So you could stick together a broche, half from Shemaya Kohen and half from by saying yourself. Chazanisha is a Gemara over here. That's the problem. But the title wants to say could be that the whole, that the Rishonim mean as follows. That the halacha of Shemaya Kohen was only said if the person who's being mighty, he says the complete broche. He only says half a broche, that's not enough. But if he says a complete wrong, no, God, I missed a word, or there's a word which he doesn't say, and I say, so then that you can speak it. But that the deny is that the Mashmiya has to say a complete wrong. So therefore, in the case of Argimore, an Argimore, if a person only knows a half a broche, in the case where, where he knows the whole bracha, so then could be I didn't have a chance to look up, but someone was asking an interesting shaila, and I heard that the Rav Rosh speaks about the shaila, a very interesting shaila. Let us say that Yankel has a thought that goes over to Beryl, Beryl makes it a mighty. Come to Beryl and tell Beryl like this. You'll be, I'm a sophist, so you'll be mighty me. So you say, Boch Hat Hashem Al Kain and Al Achayim. You'll be mighty. Dinner for yourself, you'll be mighty me also. Then you say, how mighty now say Shehakel. So according to Rabbi Kivagan, that goes Oshni, that he thought that we can split a broche, that half could be with Shemaya Kain and half could be with Oine. That is one nekudah that we see from this Taisus and according to Taisus chat. There's another very interesting nekudah. According to Rashi's chat is the Baraisa. So the Baraisa is speaking about the minyan habros. Are there in this very good when we're not thinking about the way of Hamei.
That the poilim,
they put together. Afal gav the midirai. So Tosfos holds that the minyan have brachim mamina Tosfos. So Tosfos says, how could they be waiting one brachim? You put two together. Yes, Toya, we don't have a common lack of other minyan Tosfos. Toya was put in the front of the mind. So Tosfos says that what Toya was saying, two brachim, instead of
an akira. So we see by Poilin they were like a So Rabbi Kivenga asks, Agamara proves that a Toiba Mesiv is a Darabonon, because of the Raisa, how could they be like it? Taisma says it could be the Waiker Abrochim in a Toiba. It would seem the Teres and Teisus Kashi and Rabbi Kivayas Kashi is as follows. There's a distance, a tremendous hillock between the Akira of what Teisus is speaking about and the Akira, what the Gemara is speaking about. The Akira, what Teisus is speaking about, the Wataka, Oikir, the Minyan. You have to be big on the Minyan. But the Inyan, they weren't like. They were Kailu. Why need a shalayim to be in the Torah? They weren't oikah the Indian. So why by a type of mason would be oikah the Indian also? That's the style of the Gemara. That's what they could be oikah of the Raisa. That's no problem. But the Gemara means, if a type of mason would be of the Raisa, so why by this Baina Yerushalayim they were oikah the minion of the Bracha, but not the Indian of the Bracha? They were koilulis. Why wouldn't they couldn't have a type of mason? Here they were Oikens Lagamri. The prejudice over here. Dr. Gemara Weiser, Omar Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Malto Mishmei Zera. Teita da Toiva Meitiv Lavia. I'll prove to you another guy that Toiva Meitiv Lavia. They say, A Toiva HaMeitiv, all the Birchus HaMozim, besides the first one, do not start with a Bracha. Leidu Lecho Rachim, because it's a Bracha Smucha Lechavotim. Birchus HaToiva HaMeitiv starts with a Bracha Hashem Elokeinim HaMozim. Hiditanya, we learned in Abarais, Kol HaBracha Yisulam, Paiseh HaBeborus, Lepaiseh HaBeborus, Kod, Birchus HaPeiruz, Ubirchus HaMitzvim, which is only Pesach for both, without a Chesach. Ubrach HaSmucha L'chavote, Ubrach HaChayish HaBetishme, which is also Rashuach, Ubrach HaSmucha L'chavote. These things are accepted. Yes, ma'am, she Pesach, remember both, main Chesach for both. That is, Birchus HaPes, the Birchus HaChesach. Yes, ma'am, she Chayish, remember both, main Pesach for both. There's others which are Chayish, and not Pesach. Va'atoyva ha-meitiv v'yseyach v'bol, v'yseyachin v'bol, v'yseyva meitiv v'yseyach v'bol. V'chlau v'broche v'ymei ha-tmoh. See, that atoyva ha-meitiv is not connected at all with v'chas ha-mozim, v'broche v'ymei ha-tmoh. V'ya v'yreise v'meitiv, v'yseyachin v'bol, v'yseyachin v'bol, v'yseyachin v'bol, v'yseyachin v'bol, v'yseyachin v'bol, v'yseyachin v'bol, שראי פייסח בו בבור. מי מיראיתי, אבא סמוכה לחב אותו, ופייסח בו בבור, וברוך את זה שסמוכה לחב אותו, ואני פייסח בבור. כי זה טעני, יש מהם, שגם בירך את פייל, את הריץ את זה, את זה, את זה, זה טעים המבורש בארבע אצלו, כי כולה, חודה איתו, מון, מון איתו, ואין הפסיק, פעל פנימה, איתו, ואין אחר, ואין So, one more day though, so therefore, it's not necessary to make a scene. Why is she yet to keep it? This is, because I have to. He is going to heal all of his boy, Koydish, but I'm too late. Now, I don't know what I am, I can't begin to understand the cause of the pain. Tunicus. The Kiddish, the Ephraim, Shabbat, has themselves too young. One Indian is Zeichel Amaisa Vereshit. And
one Indian of Shabbos. There's another Indian of Shabbos with Zechel Yisrael that all the Mayadai are Zechel Yisrael. So that's what it says in Yiddish Kuyayim Kila L'Mikroi Kaide Zechel Yisrael. That's the second Chelik of Shabbos. I don't know why it's called the Dover Acher. We were saying the mouth of Shabbos. Shabbos is basically seized with time that we call the Master of the Nation. So why is it extra? Because the Hamid Leino, I couldn't find the Hamid Leino in this as well. I really don't know what Tashi is saying over here. Let us go for it. Yes, ma'am, Chaisen, Ramay Chaisen. You're going, Brocha, Smuchel, and Abbas. Rei, Bar, Posach, the Brocha, Rishon. He started already with the Brocha, Rishon. Brocha, Chaim, you can be seen, Mahem, it's the Yad, and it's the Mundi, Kavu, it's the Yad, the Mam, the Shintai. A Brocha, it's the Lepanecha, Smuchel, Mabra, Smuchel, and Abbas. Smuchel, and Abbas. Hazayva amazed, the love smuchel lachavos. She ain't on me bircha samod. It is not a chelik of bircha samod. Ella al kvura sarugei beita fiksua. This was because of the kvura rugei beita. So therefore, it's kvaiseya to go. Let us say. Kol abroche is kulon toistoy beboru, toistoy beboru, kutsi bircha saperes, bircha saperes, Brocha Achrayne Shevet. So now Tyson has started going through this Israel and have a lot of problems. The Heilacha Aseidah. The Birchas Asheyota, Amos Muchal and the Shulas Yadav. Say the Tyson puts in the Sinti Yisrael, Tyson Asheyota, the Zakos Muchal and the Shulas Yadav. So Tyson says, Mechayr both ways. The Nehila Shaykh, the Loya Asheyota. The Tila you say, no say Asayosa. The Tila is not the Queen of Asayosa. But how they in Asayosa, you say many times about all this in the site. So that's not a fair. That's not the book of the Havlita. So therefore, the Mrocha Asayosa starts off with a book. Now, well, the time is short. That's a problem. And this problem. But I need to show that Amai Eina is Tachat Tiboru. The Eina is Bukhala Shayosa. It's not Nomakla Shayosa. He goes. Why is it Nomakla Shayosa? Why is it like this? No, he said it was kind of show me Ekta Shayosa. It's Bukhala Shayosa. He goes in Loi Bomin on the COVID. He wasn't this Kachla in the COVID. So he doesn't say Asheyosa, he is still a kind of shop, so it's not so much Asheyosa. Use the word Asheyosa for you as I get to draft what they need. So let's skip that to make sure I'm ahead. So I bomb in a Kovo, and it does a bit of Asheyosa. It does a bit of Asheyosa. So the Nailer, so why a kind of shop does not always have to come after this of Asheyosa, does not call Tuchavah, so why don't you make a Brocha? Before we go to Tyson, I'd like to tell you I'm a good friend of the Tabo, the Rom, the sound of the Rai. The Rai is there, the Kashi, while the kind of drummer does not start with the Rom. So the Rai says, I'm going to be here. Mother says, he's burning a lawyer, the Mother says, he's faithful to be related to the Rom, so they may have brought his fully, he says, because the other, the Kahan, the Kahan, the Kahan, the Kahan, the Kahan, whatever Brocha applies, you send a Brocha. So the Shalmi said to the Brocha the further, Kasha Yisra, when he woke up, he said, oh, look, I can go. Lady marked with him, said, oh, he'll be back. Brocha was there when he was 9 days. So when he woke up, so that was the first thing he said, look, I can go. That was the first thing. He woke up as a Lakai Nishomet. Maybe we'll do something in the middle. So that would be called the hemphy. Namazay, please. So that's what the night. So the Avodron has a very interesting character to provide the Malach, you don't ask it like that. So the Avodron says, well, why did it make time going on after Bishop Hamapu? So he did speak out. The Mitzvah of Mishnah Gemara says, Yeshua, Fahacha Kashi Shami. So the Mele, so there should be a Hefzik. That's the Avodron is kind of on the right. Agaruch, Malach, the Yehuda says that the Leil Oino, one should say Birchat Hamapol after the Oino, not before the Oino. From the Avodron, the Avodron did not learn like that. The Avodron learned that Birchat Hamapol later is the Kashi Shami. But on Kaponim, it's a way that the Kibakuti can tell us on the right. Let's come to Taitz. The Taitz says, the Tzorech Loima, Hoyel ve'ein bo elo heido ba'almo, ein o ba'isachas sebo. Only a heido, doesn't start with a bonus. The Mikoma ken chaysemes sebo, hoyel ba'aruchas sebo. So, when one looks at the Taitz, what's the thing that he's doing about? Is it a broche or is it not a broche? One could say, for example, Taisis says on a lakai, is shown there, the Taisis says, it's not a broche, and it's a broche to be about. It's not a broche. But it is not a broche. So it is not a broche, it doesn't have Hilchus broche. Broche is, it has to be Moiseach before, Moiseach before. That's Hilchus broche. It's not a broche, that's not broche. But the broche has to have a master The same Nami told my Gabi Ato and my Nibra Hoiva. Taste it, Babu with the Hashanah, taste the time of the book has been a Kabbalah from the Rabbit. So taste the wisdom of Jesus. So taste it, they have a Baal, and they have a school out of it. Now taste is going to hear all the Rochet's Sabbath of the Kabbalah. Why aren't they good for Havoc? They think it's the good. Tenet number one, Kalach and Kochalach, they are not connected. Kidamor and Balmor, Kidamor's going to say later. Kadab and Mahala, Havam of Oz, Kidabi Gomer, started walking, he said this, put on his shoes, he said this, but ain't cool on. So the Mela, there's no smuches, there's no set. Whatever the Hando applies, he makes this. Oi, another tenant place says Baham Sukh. Baham is your business ahead. So business ahead. So there by Baruchi, so is no sense of Baham. So now, the Yehirotzain by Hamadu Shaino, maybe we had a problem. Yehirotzain will be Oiva Rabbein Sam, like this, Hamadu Shaino, Hamadu Shaino, also. This is part of the book of Mamashen. This is a part of this of the Mamashen. With the business of the most, so therefore, take that. Why did it belong to Rachel? Why did it end? Why did it belong to Rachel? It's a broken story. So the Rashi from that point to me to say that the sister of Rachel was born as a Shemal Kippah who fell half in a nation too. Rashi's deacon who found the broken.
Therefore, it's big oil. But you saw the Tokyo Hanger, and the Tokyo Hanger.